Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Boy, have we got an interesting guest for you today. We've had him on the show a couple of times. And if you are a regular viewer of Sandy Moss's morning TV show on Channel 7, Mike Rothmiller was a very frequent guest. He's written 23 books, including a real great book called Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, which were compiled based upon recently declassified documents that Mike used the Freedom of Information Act to release. A lot of shocking information, which makes you wonder what's classified now. It'll be released sometime in the future, make us go, what? But anyway, Mike's had a great career. He was an LAPD detective, police officer. He's been involved as a newscaster in Southern California. Just a fascinating guy. And we'll be talking to Mike in just a moment. Now, coming up after the news break with Link with State and Local News, I'll also have Craig Stillwell and Pauline Gravier from the Mountain Artists Guild on today's show. Baseball-wise, it's the Diamondbacks and Chicago Cubs for the second of their four-game series at historic Wrigley Field tonight. You can catch the broadcast live with the pregame show, joined in progress at 5 o'clock, the first pitch at 5:05. And this being Tuesday, Tuesday Night Classics at 7 p.m. means Kindergarten Cop tonight at the Harkins in PV. That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger film. And then tomorrow at the Prescott Oaks Theater on the big screen, it's Despicable Me. So, Mike Rothmiller is in the bullpen coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message. As a candidate for the U.S. Senate, it's important to hear directly from me about who I am and what I stand for. Besides being a family physician, I'm a mom and a proud military wife. As a state senator, I was staunchly conservative and highly effective. In the U.S. Senate, my top priority will be to build the wall and finally secure our border. I'll protect the Second Amendment, end wasteful government spending, and create a free market healthcare system that actually works. For too long, Arizona's two U.S. senators have opposed and obstructed conservative values. Together, we can change this. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward. Stand with me in this election, and I'll be the strong, consistent conservative that Arizona deserves in the United States Senate. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the Chicago Cubs
today live at 5
a.m. 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we're back live at 206 with Mike Rothmiller. It's proper to say prolific author, Mike. I think 23 books qualifies you as prolific.
Oh, I guess, yes.
you have led an extremely interesting and adventurous life in a lot of ways. Anybody who's read your books and knows about your background, you took a lot of risks professionally as a police officer and a detective. You've downloaded an awful lot of really interesting stuff that the U.S. government kept classified for many years. And you sent me some pictures last month that really stunned me because in the wake of that worldwide story about these kids who were trapped in a cave in Thailand, you can identify with that. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, back in 89 and 90, I was a television host on ESPN, and one of the shows I did was cave diving in Mexico. And basically the way to describe it, it's fresh water, it's crystal clear, and it's like just gliding through Carlsbad Caverns, except some of the passageways are very, very narrow. Mm-hmm. And when I was going in with a guide, I was stuck. I got stuck. The opening was so narrow, and I finally was able to get out. But you have to understand, when you're in that situation, if you experience equipment failure, you die. Mm-hmm. Because you can't surface. And if your lights go out, it's pitch black. You can't find your way out. And so it can be, regarding diving, it's probably the most dangerous type of diving in the world.
Sure. Didn't you do some shipwreck diving, too, in San Diego?
And then there's basically an early vintage submarine that's off of Mission Bay, and they were towing it out many, many years ago for target practice. The tow line broke, and it just came up basically on the beach. It's in about 30 foot of water, and it's still there. When the tide is low, you can see the waves just cresting over the con tower.
You know, it's funny you mention that because you know, of course, where the Hotel Del Coronado is.
Yes.
Less than a half mile down the beach from that, at very low tide, and I mean right off the bike path there, you can see the remains of a sunken ship that was a gambling boat back in the 1930s. And the odd thing is, because it does appear at low tide, imagine being the doctor who gets a patient saying, "I stubbed my toe on a ship in the ocean," because that can really happen, because some of these storms will sink these ships, and between the waves and the sand, they can show up in weird places, can't they?
You know, on Spanish galleons, and it's the same sort of thing. The cannons are there, but the wood is gone.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting.
That, and it gets pitch dark. Now, don't divers, I've never gone diving, but don't divers depend upon seeing their bubbles to know which is up, which is down, left and right?
Take you up.
Oh, okay.
So even if you lost everything, just say you're diving in the ocean or a lake, it's pitch black. Mm-hmm. You don't know which way's up. You just pump your buoyancy compensator and we'll take you right up.
The reason I ask that is when I was living in San Diego, there was a tragedy off Mission Beach where this Canadian freighter had been retired, and they were sending it down so it could be sunk as a diving exhibition and as a natural reef. And what happened was, the day before they were supposed to sink it, a big storm hit. And the waves tipped the ship over. So it sank, but it sank on its side. That's not the way they intended it. And sure enough, a diving instructor took a student out there one day, made the mistake of going into the boiler room, getting completely disoriented. He never came back. And there have been several like that. So it really, really is dangerous, isn't it?
It's not uncommon on wreck dives. Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned the stuff in the news with the Thai kids in the cavern, how scary that can be. By the way, watching... those that footage and seeing yours, I was taken back to being a kid and watching Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt and how terrifying that was from time to time, because there's no escape when you're down there. But speaking of the news headlines, I assume with your professional background, you were watching some of these FBI hearings with a certain interest?
And that when I was a detective, I was assigned to the Organized Crime Division of LAPD. And with that, I was the representative to the United States Department of Justice Organized Crime Strike Force in L.A. and all of Southern California. So I was working daily with FBI agents. There was a couple of CIA guys would come around now and then, but every agency has their own intelligence division, federal agency. So there was a person assigned from each one. So we were working a joint task force. So I was very familiar with the operation of the FBI. And with that being said, there were some outstanding agents, and there were some you could not trust as far as you could throw them. I mean, you'd look at you'd be sitting across them, say, "How are you doing today, Larry?" And they'd go, "My name's not Larry."
Why? Well, just we were doing a burial one day, and I thought we had just hired a couple of new groundskeepers, and I'm saying, "Hey, how you doing? You know, my name's DJ." He goes, "Shut up." I go, "What? How dare you? How rude? You know, you're brand new here." "Shut up." Turns out these guys were undercover cops who were attending the burial of a gangbanger.
Yes.
And they were there looking to see if anybody familiar showed up, and sure enough they did, and they made the arrests. But these undercover guys were dressed as groundskeepers, and they had me fooled. So when you're watching these hearings, and you're hearing the law enforcement people questioned, obviously there are mostly, thank God, mostly good people. There are always going to be a few bad apples in any profession. And when you come across somebody that you know is probably in that profession for all the wrong reasons, how do you find a way to weed them out, or do they weed themselves out?
One, there are so many protections, unions, and everything else. Basically, what they do is they don't farm; they just set them aside and say, "You don't have any workload. You just sit in that office. Have a nice day."
Desk work.
That's work. Just sitting there. They do absolutely nothing.
And when you know when you're involved in something like that, of course, in your profession, obviously, you know thousands of secrets. How do you keep it all to yourself? Because I guess, aside from the other people you're working with on the case, there's nobody you can talk about, is there?
I couldn't tell my wife what we were doing. I'd say, "Hey, see you. I'll see you in 3 days," or whatever. Secrets are kept.
And it's a good thing they are, which, of course, leads to the title of your most recent book, which is?
Secrets, Lies, and Deception.
And we've got more coming up with Mike Rothmiller in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend, Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
There's a place where we learn that in giving, we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
The brakes. Don't mail your ballot. Wait and get to know your candidates running for Prescott Valley Mayor. There will be a mayoral candidate forum Tuesday, August 14th, 5:30 p.m. The event spot, Prescott Valley. Hear what your mayoral candidates, Mike Whiting and Kel Paguta, have to say about Prescott Valley. Seating begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by Yavapai County Contractors Association, Central Arizona Partnership, and SignalsAZ.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 219 with Mike Rothmiller, the longtime LAPD detective and prolific author. Mike, you have seen some footage on newscasts, as have we, that have shown the good and the bad side of body cameras on police officers. What is your take on that?
Well, that's absolutely true. It's a double-edged sword for law enforcement and against law enforcement. In the beginning, most cops didn't want it. They absolutely did not want to have that going on. And now I think they've transitioned to it because they realize it can be a savior as far as people complaining about everything in the world. The person, he called me this, he called me that, he wanted whatever. And it proves to be not true. And so in that respect, it's good. On the other hand, it gets cops indicted too, because all cops, I don't care what they say, all cops have emotions and they lose their temper.
They're human.
That's right. And they'll lose their temper. And maybe if they're in a fight, they'll punch one or two times too often. They'll use their baton. They'll hit somebody in the head. And all of a sudden, they're being indicted. So It is a double-edged sword.
One of the things I've never been able to understand is how, after the footage comes out, and let's face it, 99.9% of the good work police do is never going to make the national telecast. It's always the bad news that makes the news. After all, news is the plural of new. What's new, right? And when you see this, they want to go back and put themselves in the cop's shoes, who had to make split second decisions. And all of a sudden, it looks bad on camera. For instance, about a month and a half ago, there was a case of a teenager who avoided police, ran back into his grandmother's backyard, and got shot. Well, this thing is made up like, oh my God, it's his grandmother's backyard. How were they supposed to know that? And he reached for something in his back pocket. When you're surrounded by police officers who have their guns drawn, you don't reach for something in your back pocket, whether it's a cell phone or a stick of gum, do you?
And that's very good advice if you want to survive. Because I remember one time when I was a patrol sergeant in uniform, I was pulling into, it was like a 7-Eleven parking lot, and right where I pulled up, there's a bush there, and out of the bush comes a hand holding a pistol.
Oh.
And I just ducked down, I pulled my gun out, and it was gone, and I rolled out of the car. It was about a 10-year-old kid with a toy gun just playing around at night. And, so you never know. But here it is. If I shot him, L.A. cop shoots a 10-year-old boy with a toy gun.
Your career's over.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the cameras are good overall.
Overall, yeah. Right. Well, I used to live on the street where Michael Brown was shot in Ferguson about 7 or 8 years ago. And what got me was the reason that they didn't press charges against the officer was – Michael Brown's blood was on the door of that patrol car. The reason is because he rushed the officer and tried to steal his gun from the holster. Michael Brown was 6'4", 300 pounds, had dope in his system, and was angry. That, to me, is not unarmed.
Okay? No, it isn't.
I mean, he had that officer in a position where he had to save his own life. And the officer essentially had to get out of law enforcement because of that. And, you know, you put yourself in a situation like that, like, you know, what would you do? You don't know what you would do because you don't know what's going to happen. You have to react to the situation. Protect yourself first, correct?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the number one rule of law enforcement cops is you always go home. That's number one priority.
You have to go home, right?
And then you protect everybody else. And if any law enforcement says, oh, no, no, we're there, we will take a bullet for that's just a complete lie.
Yeah.
You don't do it. It's like Secret Service guys. They say, well, they'll take a bullet for the president. Not intentionally. They will not. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when you have that in your back of your mind, your survival, you have to make a quick decision.
Sure.
Within a split second, are you going to shoot or not?
Yeah, and if you make the wrong decision, you could be dead.
Oh, absolutely, and even with the camera, when you're right, I saw a recent video. I don't remember what city it's out of, but there are three police officers, three or four, approaching this guy. They had a gun. They found, and it shows him running away, and his shirt goes up, and he's got, looks like a Glock there with two other magazines, and he starts reaching for it, and they shoot him. Crystal clear in the video. Yet the community is still in an uproar. I mean, they said, well, he didn't get his gun out. How do you know he's going to shoot?
You've got a half second to decide if that
much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the word cops, which takes us to everyone's favorite TV show. What do police officers generally think of that this TV show, Cops?
Well, most of them think that it's pretty entertaining because it is. Most of it is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's not staged. But
it's also very closely edited, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you can see the parts that are staged. It's very apparent. But I've always wondered, I was a television producer for a while, why would a chief of police or a sheriff allow camera crews to ride around with uniform personnel? Because you never know when they're going to get in a shooting, get in a fight, or whatever's going to happen. Because now you're talking about extreme liability. And then the other thing is, all the cops knew, oh, if I got the camera crew with me, because they talked to them, said, do something exciting. They will push it. They will push the envelope so they get on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not a wise thing to do for any law enforcement agency.
On that note, how do you feel about cameras in the courtroom?
That just provides theater. And a prime example is that when the O.J. Simpson trial was on, I was on many talk shows about that. And you could just see the attorneys playing to the camera. Mm-hmm. They get very emotional, and they go on and on and on. And even the judge, I knew Ito's wife. And, you know, it's just a matter of you see them. They're playing it up because they know they're on TV. They know they'll be criticized. They'll be critiqued.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also playing for a higher audience. They don't want to be judge. A judge wants to be Judge Judy someday.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and cops want to end up, well, I'll be a newscaster or something down the line. So it's questionable.
As an officer, how did you feel when you were dealing with a really, really seriously bad dude? You knew he was rotten to the core. And then when he ends up dead, the only picture you see of him is in his high school graduation diploma. And he had dreams of being an engineer. And you go like, wait a minute, you don't know him the way I do.
Right, or he had a kid, he loved kittens.
In the picture in the paper on TV, selling dope, they show you, you know, with you, you know, nicely groomed, your hair combed, and dressed real nice, and looking real respectable.
Always.
That's got to drive
always.
You nuts.
It does, because you say, well, wait a minute, let's bring some reality to this. Let's show what the guy looked like in his last arrest, you know, his last booking photo, instead of when he was a seventh grader or something in his Boy Scout uniform. So, yeah, it irritates you, but you understand that the media, a lot of times, they're playing it up.
Sure.
And if the guy was actually 25 and 6'4" and 400 pounds, you know, he was shot, well, they're going to show the photo of when he's young because people look at it, oh, my God, and they'll buy the magazine or the paper.
Sure.
You know, so you have to understand the marketing that's going on, too.
And you see the same thing when their court date comes up, and suddenly they look like the high school valedictorian. Because their lawyer taught them how to look in front of a jury and judge, right?
And dress them. And I was involved with organized crime, and a lot of the major mob bosses and some of the hitmen that dealt with, they're the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. You'd want to go to dinner with them, have them as your neighbor. You don't want to irritate them, but you know they're just the nicest guys to your face or anybody else. But when they're in private doing their business, they'll cut anybody's throat.
But isn't that how they insinuate themselves into people's lives by having those skills?
Oh, yes, it is. And
that's why they call them con men, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 because I've known a few very good con men, and they're the nicest people in the world, and they want to do a great favor for you, and it's only going to take you a few thousand dollars to earn millions, you know.
So which I got to ask you this before we close. Which crime movie or cop movie do you think gets it closest to the truth?
Closest to the truth?
My favorite crime movie is L.A. Confidential. I don't know how true it is, though.
That was pretty good because L.A. Confidential was basically based on the old Gangster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they changed the name to Organized Crime Unit, and that's what I worked in. So some of the guys that were in that, I met them through time, actual Gangster Squad guys. And, you know, so that was fairly interesting. It was pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And this may sound crazy, but actually there were portions of the old Starsky and Hutch comedy, really, that were very accurate.
Oh, wow.
Regarding how Vice operated, because I worked Vice in Hollywood, too, and we did a lot of things that we could have been Starsky and Hutch, mm-hmm. you know, looking at us driving the same car. We had a yellow Cadillac Eldorado we were mm-hmm. driving around. So it was interesting.
Just last year, I interviewed the author, Don Winslow, who wrote the book, The Cartel. And his newest book was about New York Police Department. And I said, you know, and looking over the notes and the comments about this book, I'm reminded of L.A. Confidential and Prince of the City. He said, you just gave me the highest compliment possible because I got my research from people who were parts, you know, who were technical consultants for those films. So, yeah, that was a real high compliment. Prince of the City, to me, that's the perfect example of what happens when you go in for all the right reasons and you have to get out for all the wrong reasons. What happens to people in that situation? Do they become tainted? Is it political pressure, things like that?
There's a lot, some of that. A lot of people go in, like I said, for the right reasons, like I did. And then in many cases, depending on what you're assigned to do, because once I got into organized crime, I started seeing the bad side of the chief of police and other law enforcement people and congressmen, senators, and so forth, how they were very tight with a lot of organized crime people. Yep. And you have to ignore it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then the hammer starts falling on you.
It eats you up, doesn't it?
It does, and all of a sudden you start realizing, wait a minute, the chief of police really isn't as honest as he portrays himself because he's also in with some of these guys. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, there were some mob guys that were untouchables because they were related to the chief of police. We couldn't even look at them.
You're familiar, of course, with the movie Chinatown, right?
Yes.
Jack Nicholson film. I didn't realize how close to the truth that was until the L.A. Times did a story that said the former mayor, I think it was Fred Eaton, Otis Chandler, the publisher of the Times at the time, and I can't remember who the financier was, but the financier was basically the Noah Cross character portrayed by John Huston. But they said, yeah, there's a lot more truth in that movie than you might think. And that's how it turned L.A. from a desert into a thriving metropolis by buying out landowners with fraud and bringing the water in from the Owens Valley.
Oh, yeah, and they had the water wars for many years.
There you go.
Coming out of there. So, there was a lot of
corruption.
You know, some of the mayors, especially once I left the department, they contacted me, some of the former mm-hmm. mayors, and Sam Yorty, people like that.
Oh, I remember him,
we had some interesting conversations. And the other thing that they knew we were doing, but they didn't know what we were doing, and that was gathering intelligence on them. And because it was just like J. Edgar Hoover, that's what we did. It's just like J. Edgar Hoover's guys. We had
you can hold that over him.
Oh yeah, and you say, "Hey, see this photo of you and whatever." Mm-hmm. So yeah. Don't worry about it. You're our friend. It's our secret.
Yeah,
and you've just told them that you control them from that point out.
It worked for Hoover, didn't it?
It worked
for how
his
many
whole
presidents?
Lifetime.
Eight
or nine, something like that.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And how can people get a copy of Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions?
It's on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Mm-hmm. That is Mike Rothmiller, the author and LAPD detective and adventurer, which we learned about today. Thanks for joining us today, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay tuned, because we've got the folks coming in from the Mountain Artists Guild. That includes Craig Stillwell and Pauline Gravier coming up in just a few minutes after Late News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Napa know-how.
If you know how to pick something up and put it in a bucket, you know how to save 20%. This week only, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, fill it to the top, and boom, you're a savings genius. So hurry in and save, because the Napa 20% off deal ends soon. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer available July 23rd through July 31st.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hear that? The sound of progress at Findlay Subaru Prescott. We're building you a new state-of-the-art Subaru building with one of the most advanced service departments around. From our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff to our expert mechanics, our commitment to you continues long after the sale. The 2018 Subaru Impreza is equipped for versatility, making for improved handling and superior fuel efficiency. Engineered to last with an advanced safety system, right now at Findlay Subaru, lease an all-new 2018 Subaru Impreza for $249 a month for 36 months. Community comes first at Findlay Subaru Prescott, proudly sponsoring the Yavapai Humane Society. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Impreza. Actual mileage may vary. Now through July 31st, 2018, lease a new 2018 Impreza for $249 a month plus tax on a 36-month lease. Standard model code JLG33, STK number S38760. $1,700 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles a year.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Yavapai County Emergency Management and Community Health Services are urging residents and visitors to stay cool in hot temperatures. If you're not able to keep your residence cool, you should consider leaving for the day and staying with a friend, or head to a building that's air-conditioned until temperatures drop in the evening. Vehicles can easily reach more than 150 degrees, so under no circumstances should you leave your children or pets in the vehicle, even for a minute. To remind yourself that a child is in the car, keep a stuffed animal in the car seat. When the child is buckled in, place the stuffed animal up front with the driver. When leaving the vehicle, check to make sure everyone's out. Don't overlook any children who may have fallen asleep. It's best to leave your pets at home if you can't take them in with you. Check on family, friends, and neighbors who don't have air conditioning and who spend much of their time alone. The Northern Arizona Suns are helping students who are heading back to school.
The Suns are donating backpacks to the Humboldt, Prescott, and Chino Valley Unified School Districts. 100 backpacks that will be distributed to each district will include a spiral notebook, pocket holder, pencils, eraser, crayons, and a pencil case. The backpacks and supplies donated by the team will be distributed to families in need. Over the next few weeks, the Northern Arizona Suns front office and team mascot Buckets will deliver the donations to schools and classrooms. As for preparations for the August 2nd start of school in the Prescott Unified School District, class schedule pickup at Mile High Middle School for both 7th and 8th grades is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow and Thursday. New teachers arrived yesterday. School starts in the Humboldt and Chino Valley Unified School Districts on Monday, August 6th. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, an excessive heat warning is in place through tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 69 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 99 tomorrow and a high of 97 on Thursday. 74 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 110 and a high on Thursday of 104. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
We are making it easier than ever to buy a new Toyota or quality late model pre-owned low mileage car, truck, or SUV from Findlay Toyota Prescott with a payment pass this month. Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment on all vehicle purchases and leases. And in addition to our low payments, in addition to our big discounts, in addition to our low interest rates, you can also qualify with no money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. It's never been easier to buy. Findlay Toyota Prescott has never had a better selection on new Toyotas and quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle comes with a payment pass. No money down. No payments for 90 days. And no first payment. Hurry! This incredible offer absolutely ends July 31st. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We have Craig Stillwell and Pauline Gravier, correct?
Correct.
We have them here on board to talk about that. First of all, Pauline, we'll start with you. Give us a little background, the history and mission of Mountain Artists Guild.
Sure. Mountain Artists Guild was founded in 1949, which makes it the oldest art guild in Arizona. One of the founding members was George Phippen, in fact.
We hear a lot of that name around this area, don't we?
Yes, we do. So the goal at MAG is to promote the visual arts in Yavapai County. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing education, support, and training in all aspects of the visual arts through exhibits, workshops, scholarships, seminars, and practical experience in the creation of artistic works.
And you brought Craig Stillwell with you. Craig, tell us about your own artistic background and your particular medium.
Well, I went to school, graduated from Art Center College of Design down in Los Angeles in 1975. And right out of school, I went to work in San Francisco at a large design studio. Those were back in the days when you had large studios that did a lot of illustration, graphic design. It was before the computer. and just kind of the good old days when you just slaved at a drawing table. And so I spent about a year and a half in the Bay Area, moved to Sacramento, California, to freelance, and then I freelanced till about 1990. And that was when the computer, Apple, and a lot of the graphic software and hardware was coming in. And it kind of, the handwork that was so beautiful of those days just kind of went by the wayside. So I could see the handwriting on the wall, and that was the way it was.
So tell us about the medium that you practice now with the Mountain Artists Guild.
Well, I do watercolor, but it's not your traditional watercolor. It's typically a watercolor. It's wet into wet. It's real loose. It's beautiful in its way, but I kind of do a little bit of an old school where I actually paint with them like oils, and I do an underpainting, and then I use white paint. I break all the rules in
a true artist
of using the application of the watercolor on the paper. So yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of rendering, and where traditional watercolor is kind of loose.
Are there any particular artists we'd recognize that you really idolize?
You know, I'm kind of old school. I like the old guys out of the Hudson River School. Albert Bierstadt and Thomas Moran are people can look that up on the computer and see all their beautiful artwork. But those fellas started on the East Coast and came out to the West. They're the ones that really documented Yellowstone and Yosemite and Zion, all the great national parks. If you look at their work, your breath will be taken away because of the depth, the atmosphere of their paintings, and just the craftsmanship that was exemplified through these fantastic and honored artists. They really are truly America's jewels.
Mm-hmm. And Pauline, you've got an open house coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. It's this Friday, July 27th, from 1 until 8 p.m. And basically, it's a party to celebrate the end of construction on Larkin Street.
Hallelujah!
Exactly. Well, the second one that's just been completed. As you well know, the first one lasted over a year, and it was a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard for people to get into the Guild to see the shows, and it was difficult. And as it turned out, the drainage wasn't properly addressed the first time, so that's the reason for the second construction. But I have to say that the city has been very attentive to our needs through this whole process, and they've been great. So now it is done, and we're ready to have a party to celebrate.
And among those parties, you've also got a Courthouse Plaza date coming up. You've got a scholarship auction. Tell us about those.
Yes. We have the 68th Annual Fine Arts and Crafts Festival on the Courthouse Plaza, and that is August 11th. That's a Saturday from 9 to 5, and August 12th, Sunday, from 9 to 4. And we are nearly sold out. It's going to be a fabulous show. It's really an interesting mix of artisans and craftspeople, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Craig, tell us about your involvement with the Veterans Outreach Program.
Well, this is kind of exciting. It's a brand new program to northern Arizona, especially in the Prescott area. And Kathleen Rainey, the president of MAG, Mountain Artists Guild, got with me, and Paul Muska, he's kind of my cohort in this. He's a wonderful, by the way, pastel artist. But he and I and Kathleen have gotten together to kind of organize art classes for the veterans in this area. And it's kind of exciting because apparently there's never really been a connection independent from the VA. By the way, we have a lot of nationally awarded veterans through the VA that have entered national contests and won them. Unbelievable. And MAG thought it would be kind of neat to have an ongoing lesson plan for a lot of the VA folks that maybe have an interest in art, maybe they would like to be educated according to their talent and really expand their knowledge base. For the future, they also have in February a big festival where they can sell our art and jewelry, both 2D and 3D. It's really exciting, and we hope to kind of give it a little push towards completing some of those artists that would like to do neater, just different stuff. And the lessons are really going to be dovetailed into that.
Are you yourself a veteran?
I am not. I stayed in school at the end of the Vietnam War, so I escaped it.
And Pauline, tell us more about the different kinds of different media that are involved in the press kit or in the Mountain Artists Guild, and what kinds of things we can expect to see at the courthouse event.
Well, currently,
or in the open house.
Currently at the Guild, we have a show up called From Sea to Shining Sea. And it's really all forms are represented, 2D and 3D. We have oil, watercolors. Craig has a beautiful piece up. And then sculptural pieces, jewelry. As part of the open house, we're going to have food, drinks, wine a little bit later in the evening.
Well, then I'll be there.
Flautists.
I'll bring my ID.
Please do. And we're also going to have live demonstrations. So from 5 to 8, two of our member artists are going to be painting. That's Patrick Harper. He will be painting. And Dennis McCullough will be drawing. Dennis was a trained architect, so he does some beautiful, beautiful pencil work.
And Craig, as an artist, what kinds of questions do you get from people who are working with you or noticing your particular pieces?
Well, I think when they look at the art, they say, that's not watercolor. And you kind of have to see the piece to realize that. There's just a lot of detail. I think it harkens back to when I was an illustrator, because most of the illustration back then was pretty detailed. So you develop the discipline of including that for the client, and I've just kind of maintained that throughout my career, and it's just kind of gone right into my fine art work. And I love it. If you're going to do landscapes and wildlife, the detail is everything. Mm-hmm. The overall, really, painting is telling a story. It's not unlike having books in a library. It's the same thing that you read it and you put it down in the last page and you just say, wow, what a wonderful story. Painting a piece of art is hanging books on your wall, and that's really what an art piece should do. It should tell a story.
And with the Veterans Outreach Program, how important is it, given the fact that veterans, when they're in the military, they are pretty much taught conformity is everything, and now they have a chance to kind of show their creative side. How important is that for them, do you think?
Oh, unquestionably. It's like releasing the wild thoroughbred in the gate, wanting to run that mile.
Oh, that's
in
a great
time.
Description, is it?
Yeah, because art is pure creativity.
Yeah,
you know, we've got wonderful God-given talents, and the good Lord wants us to use those to the maximum. And artwork is a perfect explanation of that.
I was going to say that
I think there's also a healing aspect
to
the creativity.
Sure. Yeah. In listening to Craig's description, I'm reminded of my eighth grade teacher, Miss Murphy, who was 80 years old, still in the classroom. And as she sent us home for the summer with the final report card, she wrote in my report card, "For my parents to see," in handwriting, she put, "DJ is in grave danger," I underline grave danger, "of becoming a nonconformist." And I am so proud to say she was right on. But again, with one last note here, Craig, tell us how important it is to just be completely true to yourself when it comes to art and not worry about market demands, things like this.
Yeah. Well, I really think it starts with not only what you like to do, but examining the subject that you're going to be doing.
What you're saying about it?
Yeah, what you're saying about it. Mm-hmm. And I just have that thought in the back of my mind sometimes, is that we don't give enough to the thinking process before we put it down on paper. And I think when we do that, it makes the work much more memorable, much more, you know, it may elicit a lot more emotion to it. But techniques can be learned. The craft can be learned. But it's really that person that you see in the work that's really rewarding.
And in 1 minute or less, Pauline, tell us about the MAG connection to the Vuela tour coming next month.
Well, we are hosting the kickoff event, and that is on August 28th from 5 to 7. Tickets are available at the Guild for $15, and there's going to be, as you know, it's the confluence of American and French art and music. Mm-hmm. There's going to be two bands, food, French wine, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Every time you say food and French wine, you know I'll be there, don't you? And how can people learn more about the Mountain Artists Guild?
You can visit our website at www.mountainartistguild.org, and I hope everybody's able to come join in the fun and festivities this coming Friday.
And stop by sometime at the Mountain Artist Guild now that you can get in the doggone place, right?
Yes.
Indeed. That's Pauline Gravier and Craig Stillwell. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Please stream live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Kate Steinle, a young woman out for a walk with her family, shot and killed by an illegal immigrant who had already been deported 5 times. It has to stop. In Congress, Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert are taking action, fighting to protect our communities and stop these violent criminals. McSally and Schweikert voted to pass Kate's Law, a bill honoring Kate Steinle by cracking down on those repeatedly entering our country illegally, ensuring other families never have to experience the loss the Steinleys had to endure. Listen to Representative Martha McSally talk about Kate's Law.
Kate's Law simply raises the penalties for people who are repeatedly breaking our laws.
Astonishingly, liberal groups like the ACLU are opposing Kate's Law. Call Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert at 202-224-3121. Urge them to keep up their fight until Kate's Law is the law of the land. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Yeah.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And at 5:05, and speaking of the Diamondbacks, they have a day game tomorrow on Thursday with the pregame show at 11 a.m., the first pitch at 11:20 each of the next 2 days. That means Q&A will air at 3 o'clock tomorrow and Thursday. And on today's show, or tomorrow's show, I will chat with Lieve Nielsen with Hensley Beverage and Courtney Nelson from Goodwill for a wrap-up of Christmas in July. And also Wednesday, you will hear the interview with the author of The Campout Cookbook. That's tomorrow on Q&A at 3 o'clock tomorrow. 3 o'clock tomorrow when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.